636. If you are a parent, listen up. Hi, this is Larry West. If your children could tell you, what do you suppose they would tell you that they wanted the most from you? Dr. R.F. Hertz, a British author and psychologist, did some research and found out what it seems most children want from their parents. He asked 100,000 of them between the ages of 8 and 14, coming from all walks of life in 24 countries. 24 countries. And he made a list of 10 rules you might be interested in. It's quite staggering what our children want from us. Here's the list. They said, number one, that they would vote for parents not to quarrel in front of them. I mean, if you've got a fight, close the door somewhere and get after it, but do it in private. Number two, these 100,000 children voted that their parents treat all their children with equal affection. I don't know how many times I've seen a parent favor a son or a daughter, and everyone in the whole family knew it, it seemed. Let me ask you something. How would you like to be the less popular parent among your children? Number three. These kids voted together that they would like for their parents to never lie to them. You know, our kids are sometimes smarter than we think they are. They know a lie when they hear one. You can lie to a bedpost, you can lie to a brick wall, but not to a child, and get away with it anyway. Number four, these kids would like for there to be mutual tolerance between parents. In other words, they want Mama and Daddy to get along with each other. Dad, do you know what's one of the best gifts you can give to your children? Love their mother. Number five, these kids voted that there should be a friendship between their parents and themselves. You know, kids are people too. And in fact, each of them can be one of your best friends. But Mom, Dad, it's up to you. Number six. These kids want their parents to treat the children's friends as welcome visitors in the house. And you know that makes sense. Speaking personally, I know that I want my kids to treat the adult visitors we may have over as welcome guests in our house. Now, isn't turnabout fair courtesy? Seventh. These kids voted that their parents always answer their questions. It's difficult sometimes to do. I mean, you know, when one of them comes in and asks things like, who's God's mommy? Or why can't grandma have any more kids? But while we parents may think most of the questions are childish, just remember who's asking them. And parents, answer them. Number eight. These kids voted that their parents refrain from punishing them in the presence of the children next door. That makes sense. You know, children have feelings too. They can be humiliated just as we can. Nine. These kids would like their parents to concentrate on the children's good points and not to overemphasize the failures. It's amazing how easy it is to judge, how easy it is to see the bad things instead of looking for the good. And I guess that's the trick. You've got to seek before you find. Finally, these kids voted that their parents be constant in their affections and in their moods. Security, and that's the key word. If a kid doesn't know he's loved because his parents never tell him so, I mean, they never hug him or show him in all kinds of ways, and if he always wonders what kind of mood they're going to be in when he sees them, that shatters security. Think about it today. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. It's a big responsibility to bring up a child and aim him in the way he should go. But you know, that's what the Bible says we parents are to do. The Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go. You can't do that by accident. It takes a lot of work. But these 10 rules might help today. I have a Bible study course I'd sure like to send to you. It's free of charge. And it, too, is designed to help you train up your child in the way he should go. Write me for this free non-denominational Bible study course. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.